For something a little different, just a change of pace, my next two guests are, I'm sure, on the verge of global domination, fame and fortune in the world of children's animation. They are from Palm Cove. They have a production company called Veg Plot Productions. Nick Lorentzen and Alvi Del Campo are working with a Sydney music producer on a vegetable plot series. Now, to explain that a little better, perhaps it's easier, let's just have a little listen to a sample of one of these kids' songs from the vegetable plot.
And daddy's smuggling a budgie. Uncle Joe plays the charango while the kids are eating their mango, mango.
Mango, mango, mango.
Mama, mango.
Mango, mango, mango.
Mama, mango.
There you go. I'm pretty sure you've got grandkids or young children. They'll be singing Mango, Mango, Mango in coming months and years. No doubt about it. Nick Lorentzen and Alvi Del Campo, welcome to the King Review.
Good morning, Gavin.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Tell listeners, I'm sure not many of us, including me, would have heard of Veg Plot Productions, not until I saw that email come across my desk there a couple of days ago from you. Nick, give listeners a bit of an overview. What is Veg Plot Productions?
Well, we've taken over the project of bringing an established live show called The Vegetable Plot to a global audience. Our aim is to establish an animated series that brings the vegetable plot alive. The vegetable plot has been around for a number of years. It won the Sydney Fringe Best Children's Show in 2014. It was nominated, music was nominated for an ARIA Award in 2020. So it's got a lot of depth. It's got a lot of history. It's a fun program that brings, fun show that brings the quirky world of vegetables alive, and it's now our mission to bring it to the world.
We've seen some Aussie children's acts, artists, musicians, obviously go, and animation, go absolutely massive on the global stage. The Wiggles, of course, being one of our oldest and most established, but of course Bluey as well, which is now just, it's insane. I've got a five-week baby at home, so I'm just embracing myself for the onslaught of Bluey in coming years. Is that, you know, the success of a show like Bluey and, of course, The Wiggles before it, is that, I guess, some of the inspiration behind wanting to take the vegetable plot to a global audience?
Well, absolutely. Bluey is the benchmark. Mm. It is such a wonderful show. It's a co-viewing experience, and that's exactly what we're trying to do as well. Our target audience is preschool, 4 to 7 year olds. Mm. But we want them sitting down with their parents and enjoying this series, where our aim is to establish a world-class program. It's a comedy adventure series. Mm. So it is the creator, Luke Escombe, is Sydney-based. Mm. He's an established musician, storyteller, comic, and we're going to bring all that alive in this new series.
Glad that you introduced Bluey or referred to Bluey, because he's clearly a reference to us. It's a wonderful show. We are big fans. We enjoy it. I'm not sure how familiar you are. If your kid is very young, by the sound of it, if you haven't watched it, it's going to teach you a lot about parenting. It's one of the shows that is very enjoyable for an adult, mm-hmm. and I think that's part of what the vegetable plot as well can bring to the table. Mm.
Now, before we get to a very big meeting that you've got coming up in a week or so, before we get to that, tell us, you know, you're both far northerners. How did you come across the vegetable plot, and how did you come to be involved as producers?
Excellent. Well, look, Nick and I have, we currently run a video production business. We've been doing that for nearly, over 15 years. Big global clients. And we were based in Sydney up until a few years ago. Luke, the creator of the vegetable plot, had some, our kids were at the same school. He did a show at some point, his live show. He brought that to the school. And initially, when you hear about it, it's a show about vegetables and music, and it all sounds a little bit, what is that? When you listen to the music, when you see the show, when you hear the jokes and see the kids' reaction, you really go, wow, this is something special. Mm. So after he played that show, I approached him. I mean, we were friends. We were school parents. Mm. And I said, look, we need to take this song to we need to make this into a TV show. Mm. Now, this is years ago. We've sort of kept in touch over the years. We moved up here in Cairns, to Cairns, while Lucas remained in Sydney. We've kept in touch. And finally, it's just been the right time to do this. So.
Very, very exciting. Now, tell us, as I mentioned, in about a week or so, you are off to the Asian Animation Summit. You're looking to meet with some of the world's biggest media brands, some of the world's biggest movie production companies, names that people will, of course, be familiar with, everyone from Disney and BBC, YouTube, etc. Tell us, how did you get to find your way to this very, very big animation summit, and what are the hopes out of that summit?
Gavin, it's an enormous opportunity. We're hugely excited. We have Screen Queensland to thank for getting behind our project. They've been enormously supportive. They nominated us for the Asian Animation Summit. We're one of two nominees. And we've had the chance, unfortunately, because of COVID, it's a virtual experience this year. Mm. Normally it would be face-to-face, but we requested meetings with BBC, with ABC, with YouTube, with Disney, although we didn't expect to get them necessarily, they've expressed interest and they want to talk to us. So we're now talking at the top table of world animation, and it's a real privilege, a real exciting opportunity, and it's all happened very fast. It was only 4 months ago that Screen Queensland nominated us for that, and we've been scrambling. We've had hugely beneficial mentoring from industry heavyweights, and we're now ready to go.
Well, I mean, these big, big global production companies, they're desperate for content, aren't they? There's so many streaming platforms out there these days. It's absolutely fantastic opportunity. I'm very, very excited to have you on the show. Now, when you do go global, when you're as big as Bluey, you will remember your first ever radio interview as Vegplot Productions, won't you?
We'd be delighted to visit you again and chat to you further. But fingers crossed, we're not taking anything for granted. We know we've got a lot of hard work ahead. We take nothing for granted, but we're looking forward to realizing our dreams.
Yes, and not only that, it will be great fun. It will be great fun for us to produce the show. It will be great fun for the audience to watch it, hopefully. Mm. So.
Very, very exciting. Well, there you go. You heard it here first. The Vegetable Plot. Watch out for it. Our fingers are crossed for you both, of course, that some of those meetings are very, very successful. Great pleasure now as talking to Nick Lorentzen and Alvi Del Campo from Vegplot Productions. Thanks for your time on the King Review today, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.